Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to a very different kind of programme this time. Just for a change, how would you fancy taking part in a murder mystery, a whodunit exercise? In fact, a musical murder mystery at that. I'm pretty sure this is broadcasting history in the making. And you can be the detective, judge and jury. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let us sum up the case of Who Killed Jesus? Bring on the first suspect, the Roman soldiers. Well, it was the Roman soldiers who literally drove the nails into his hands and physically killed him. But they were just doing their job. They probably didn't know any details. On the other hand, they did mock Jesus. They didn't have to do that. And they surely heard of the famous Jesus of Nazareth. And didn't the Nazis say that they were just doing their job when they gassed the Jews?
They beat him till his back was torn. Jesus, the King of the Jews. They dressed him with a crown of thorns and spat on the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Then the soldiers did the deed to Jesus, the King of the Jews. The nails went through the hands and feet of Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. For 6 long hours of agony hung Jesus, the King of the Jews. God, why have you forsaken me? Cried Jesus, the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. Jesus, 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 the King of the Jews. And then at last his life was through, and Jesus gave a cry. The temple curtain tore in two the moment that he died. A soldier who was standing there believed in what he saw, because he said this really was, this man was the Son of God. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. That's who he is.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is clearly obvious that the Roman soldiers crucified Jesus. But when it comes to the case of blame, surely we have to turn to their commander-in-chief, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. He alone could execute or spare Jesus' life. He judged, and he commanded the soldiers. He did wash his hands of it. He was sympathetic, but he was pressured, and Jesus' silence didn't help his case. But in the end, he did have Jesus killed. He put up a notice, he arranged a guard, and he did crumble.
Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. Ugh. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you've said. So, you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need do, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you made round here. You were all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews. I only ask things I'd ask any superstar. What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I'm waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scatter me, Christ, Mr. Wonderful Christ? You're a joke, you're not the Lord, you're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you king of the, get out. Get out, you king of the Jews. Get out, you king of the Jews.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when it comes to considering who killed Jesus, you have to go deeper than just the obvious surface. The Romans did the act, but why did they do the act? They were asked to by the Jewish leaders. They were not allowed to execute anyone, so they had to come to the Roman authorities for that. And they bounced Pilate into doing it. They changed the accusation. They had found Jesus guilty of blasphemy, but when they went to Pilate, they said that the charge was insurrection against Rome. They'd also broken their own rules. They had an overnight trial, which they weren't supposed to have. But the Jewish leaders, to be fair to them, sincerely believed that Jesus was false, wicked, dangerous to the people's faith, a false Messiah. However, they were sincerely wrong, but still wrong. They were devious, illegal, manipulative, and vindictive.
Good Caiaphas, the council waits for you. The Pharisees and priests are here for you.
Ah, gentlemen. Why we are here, we've not much time, and quite a problem here.
Hosanna, superstar, Hosanna, superstar, Hosanna. lads in the street. A trick or two with lepers, and the whole town's on its feet.
He is dangerous. He is dangerous.
That man is in town right now to rip up some support.
A rabble-rousing mission that I think we must abort.
He is dangerous. He is dangerous.
Look, Caiaphas, they're right outside our yard.
Quick, Caiaphas, go call the Roman guard.
No, wait. We need a more permanent solution to our problem.
What then to do about Jesus of Nazareth? Miracle, wonder man, hero of fools.
Riots, no army, no fighting, no slogans.
One thing I'll say for him, Jesus is cool.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
But how can we stop him? His glamour increases by leaps every minute. He's top of the pole.
I see bad things arising. The crowd crowned him king, which the Romans would ban. I see blood and destruction, our elimination because of one man. Blood and destruction because of one man.
Because of one man.
Our elimination because of one man.
Because of one cause, of one cause, of one man.
What then to do about this Jesus mania?
How do we deal with the carpenter king?
Where do we start with the man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism thing?
Fools, you have no perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high. We must cross him completely. So like John before him, this Jesus must die. For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die.
Must die, this Jesus must die.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
Must die, this Jesus must die.
And the Jewish leaders were led by a man called Caiaphas, the high priest. He was an unholy ringleader. He forced the issue. He broke the Jewish rules for trials. He didn't act alone, but he did take the lead. And he thought he was protecting the people from false messiahs like this Jesus. But he was arrogant and ignorant. He had rigid legalism, prejudgments, prejudice, and he lacked integrity and humanity.
And so the king is once again my guest. And why is this? Was Herod unimpressed?
We turn to Rome to sentence Nazareth. We have no law to put a man to death. We need him crucified, it's all you have to do.
We need him crucified, it's all you have to do.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have also to consider the crowd. The crowd crying, crucify him, malevolently. Or the crowd who had shouted Hosanna a few days earlier, being fickle and crying, crucify him now. Or people in the crowd being silent and swept along by others. But as a crowd, they taunted Jesus. You could say in their defense that they did not arrest Jesus, they did not try him, they didn't pass sentence, and they didn't carry out the crucifixion. But they did decide that crucify was the better policy. They did watch it, they did support it, and they did participate in Jesus' sufferings by taunting him.
Crucify him! Crucify him!
What do you mean? You crucify your king! He's done no wrong. No, not the slightest thing.
We have to think of Caesar. Crucify
him! Now this is new.
respect for Caesar. Till now this has been noticeably lacking. Who is this Jesus? Why is he different? You Jews produce messiahs by the sackful.
We need him crucified, and so he'll have to do. We need him crucified, and so he'll have to do. Crucified him!
Behold the man! Behold your shattered king!
We have the king but Caesar!
You hypocrites! You hate us more than him!
We have the king but Caesar!
I see no reason, I find no evil. This man is harmless, so why does he upset you? He's just misguided, thinks he's important. But to keep you vultures happy, I shall flog him.
So who killed Jesus? The Roman soldiers, the Jewish leaders, Pontius Pilate, Caiaphas? The crowd were complicit. We've also got to apportion some blame surely to the man Judas Iscariot. He played a key role in betraying Jesus. It was thanks to him that the authorities got their hands on him. He did not kill Jesus single-handedly or literally, but he hurt Jesus deeply. He betrayed his friend. He uniquely facilitated the crucifixion, and he felt so guilty himself that he went and hung himself.
My God, I saw him, he looked like one is dead, and he was so bad I had to turn my head. You beat him so hard that he was bent and lame, and I know everybody's going to blame. I don't believe he knows he acted for our good. I'd save him all the suffering if I could. Don't believe.
Confessions, forget the excuses. I don't understand why you're filled with remorse. All that you've said has come true with a vengeance. The mob turned against him, you backed the right horse.
What you have done will be the saving of Israel. You'll be remembered forever for this. And not only that, you've been paid for your efforts. Pretty good wages for one little kiss.
Christ, I know you can't hear. I shall be dragged through the slime and the mud. I have been spouted with innocent blood. I shall be dragged through the slime and the slime and the slime and the mud. Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have been considering who killed Jesus in terms of the obvious suspects. If I invite you now to take a step back and look at it slightly more philosophically, a case could be made for saying, que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. If Jesus is a wanted man and he chooses to enter the lion's den, he will get bitten. He could have gone in another direction, but he chose to go the way of entering in through the gates of the city in the triumphal entry, Palm Sunday. He chose to cleanse the temple. He chose to criticize the Jewish leaders. What do you expect? On the other hand, we can't maybe just leave it at que sera, sera, because it was unnatural and unnecessary and avoidable. And people were being wicked, and people need to take responsibility for their actions. And actions do have consequences, intended and sometimes unintended. But there is perhaps an argument for some degree of que sera, sera.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
You could extend that to, it was all to do with fate, or luck, or chance, or preordained. If these things exist normally in life, then perhaps they were also responsible on this occasion with the death of Jesus. We like to think God is in control. We like to think people have free will. Most of the suspects here in this case admit their role. They just quibble over how guilty they might be. But God gives us some degree of free will. And people then take risks, chance their luck. Jesus was taking a risk by going the way that he went, talking the way he talked, doing the things he did.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I blocked out clouds from both sides now, from up and down and still. Somehow, as cloud illusions I recall, I really don't know clouds at all.
Who killed Jesus? You could argue it was evil or the devil. The Bible speaks of principalities and powers opposing God. It was certainly an evil deed. Jesus spoke often in terms of taking on these wicked forces. But you have to remember that God always has the last word. There isn't really dualism. It's not two equal parties in a fight. God is ultimately responsible. And humans have their responsibility for their own actions too. So can we really blame the devil or evil? But there is evil. And we all know that from our own daily lives. It feels like someone's rolling the marbles down to trip us up. Certainly it felt like that to Jesus. The humans were pressured and tempted by evil, and maybe they gave in. but the evil that tempted them is partly to blame, is it not?
The starlit wizards came to see who might this newborn dragon slayer be. He calmed the serpent's lies to cease, to win for us a never-ending peace. The serpent reared his ugly head in the stillness of the garden, to bite the dragon slayer's heel and defeat his plan of pardon. But the mighty one provided for the fallen ones instead, and the quest began to slay the beast, to finally crush his head, to finally crush his head. Behold the dragon slayer, he steals the serpent's dream. He stops his accusations, he spoils the dragon's dream. Behold the dragon slayer, he died to set us free. The dragon thought he'd won then, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. Sought to take the child of the woman clothed in sunlight, but once again the king stepped in and began to fight the last fight. And so the battle raged between the heavens and the sky, and the dragon was defeated, and at last was doomed to die. At last was doomed to die. Dragon slayer, he steals the serpent's dream. He stops his accusation, he spoils the dragon's dream. Behold the dragon slayer, he died to set us free. The dragon thought he'd won then, it wasn't meant to be.
And here comes a twist in the story. Maybe the people we have to blame most for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is ourselves. Jesus was dying for the sins of the world, not just the people then, but of our sins, every generation's sins. So it was for us that he died, so every time we sin, we are responsible for another nail in his cross. If we had not sinned then and now, Jesus would not have had to die. Sin kills. I know that you will say, we weren't there, we didn't crucify him, we weren't even born, we weren't consulted. However, Jesus did die for us and our sins, and we do daily crucify him, and it is a timeless matter.
How easy to see that we love him when everything's fine. How easy to see that we love him when everything's fine. Yet Peter was afraid to say that he knew Jesus. Yet Peter was afraid to say that he knew Jesus. When they took him away, Jesus had said before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. And Jesus had said before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. Yet Peter was afraid to say that he knew Jesus.
Peter was afraid to say that he knew Jesus when they took him away. And Peter had said, I won't leave you, Lord, even though I'm the last. Even though I have to die, I won't leave you, Lord, even though I'm the last. Yet Peter was afraid to say that he knew Jesus. Yet Peter was afraid to say that he knew Jesus when they took him away.
If you're uncomfortable with the thought that we are responsible for the death of Jesus, then how about this thought? God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity God, in the very beginning, before he created the heavens and earth, knew the future, how things would turn out. And he calculated it was worth creating the world because he could fix it when it went wrong. He has to take ultimate responsibility. In the end, his will be done. On the other hand, God does not go sinning. God doesn't go around crucifying. God doesn't want any suffering and death, and he certainly doesn't want to suffer and die himself. However, the world has got itself into a mess, and given it was in a mess, God decided in the circumstances, all things considered, he'd have to do this cross business to fix it.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I'd wanna know, my God. I'd wanna know, my God. I'd wanna see, my God. I'd wanna see, my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to know, my Lord. I'd have to see, my Lord. Have to see, I'd have to see, my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Killed in vain. Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for
Jesus himself said, that he laid down his life willingly and that no one took it from him forcibly. On the other hand, it was not suicide. He got help from one or two people, as you've seen. If there had been no sin, there would have been no need to die. And if he is God, then he must take ultimate responsibility himself, as God the Son. However, Jesus freely embroiled himself in our world, and he let all the other suspects do what they did. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the case. Now you must decide. Who killed Jesus? Was it the Roman soldiers under Pontius Pilate, or the Jewish leaders under Caiaphas? Was it the crowd or Judas Iscariot? Was it just a case of que sera sera, of fate, of evil? Was it our fault? Was it God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's ultimate responsibility? Or was it Jesus himself? Or a combination of some or all of these? Take time to think about your decision. Then, when you are ready, let us know your verdict. This court is now adjourned until we meet again.
His love comes.